There we go. We can just turn his video off. Sounds so good. Oh, we seem to have lost you there.
That's brilliant.
I'm feeling rather smug this week.
I mean, he really gives a shit, so it's actually better to lose that game because you get a better draft pick next year, so neither team's gonna do anything, so actually in reality we won. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, neither of those teams are making finals.
I mean, we already traded all our draft picks anyway, so it doesn't really make any difference to us either. So
players, and we've just got Brady Grundy, and that's it.
I mean, we are getting the number one draft pick regardless, though, so there is benefits.
That goes to North Melbourne because...
No. It goes to us because Nick Daicos is going to be the number one draft pick.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, it's... Yeah, basically out there.
We're getting the best player. Just, yeah. So, whatever.
Both teams were crap, but...
Plenty of time for us to win every game of the season and finish top four.
Go Bombers.
Yeah, I almost bet Gold Coast this week, to be honest.
I was trying to find who won... This is how good the VFL is. I was trying to find who won the VFL match... So that I could say, oh, well, at least we won the VFL. And they don't even fucking have it on the website.
So you just don't even know who actually...
Yeah, who would even know?
It's good.
Well, I know the Collingwood VFLW beat the Essendon VFLW, so...
Well, that's all we care about nowadays, so...
You can claim that if you really want to, so...
Well, yeah, I'm happy. Okay.
Even when you go to the VFL thing, what comes up first is the VFLW... results.
So,
well, there you go.
Right. Should we have a quick review of what happened last week?
No. We don't look forward. Well, we don't look backwards. We look forward.
Exactly.
All right. And Essendon did beat Collingwood by 35 points in the VFL as well. So, again, we don't look backwards. We only look forwards.
Yeah, I agree.
You should have had the double. You would have made a lot of money.
Well, I mean, Essendon were paying what about even, so...
Yeah, but who knows what they were paying in VFL.
So, right, who are we looking at this week?
You got the games up?
First game is Richmond versus Western Bulldogs.
I've taken Richmond.
Yeah, so did I.
I mean, I would almost take Western Bulldogs just based on that.
So,
based on what exactly?
Mark is taking the Western Bulldogs. I mean, Richmond.
Like the highest bankroll now?
I think we're actually fairly close, so.
I'd imagine Marcus's is the highest by now.
No, I think it's within like a couple dollars.
All right, so it was last week. So Marcus would have won.
It was plus 56.
56, right? So that's 225.2. So you needed to win a bit over $10.
Yeah, no, I think I like nearly broke even.
So there you go. So Marcus is the number one tipster now. Did you mute Marcus, James?
No.
No, he just muted himself.
He muted himself because he's an idiot.
You don't want to hear what's going on here at the moment. Okay, it's all good now. I don't want to get in more crap for how bad the audio that comes out of here. So yes, I am currently the leader. Thank you very much.
How the hell did that up? It's ridiculous.
Well, you know what I mean. You can get lucky in one game. So, anyway.
I mean, am I in front? It means I'm in front so far this season, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. like
for now, you're not even halfway through the season, so I wouldn't be getting too excited. You've been
giving me shit for the first six rounds, and I'm the only one who's in front.
Well, no, that's not accurate.
Oh, sorry, I'm leading out of all of us.
How much did we start with, James?
Huh?
How much did we all start with?
200.
Oh, 200. Okay, so I am losing.
Yeah.
Boo. It was only because I did the spite bet, James.
Yeah.
Just remember, they all count.
Well, we can count last year's and you'd be still negative. So, you know, yeah, you'd have zero in your account right now.
That's true. So, that's true. Right, next game. Well, we think Richmond will get it done over the Dogs. Plus,
well, no.
I don't necessarily think they're going to win. I just think that they're too long, to be honest. Like, they're too good to be starting this long.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got Martin in New Zealand.
Yeah, still though. Richmond are a pretty good team, so.
What's he? He's gone to New Zealand.
Yeah, because he got concussion or whatever, so he went to New Zealand to see his dad.
I didn't even know that. There you go. I didn't watch like any football this weekend apart from the Collingwood game.
Yeah, well, Martin got knocked out partway through the game, so therefore, that's kind of why they just died.
There you go.
So, I mean, it would have contributed to it at least, but yeah.
How much I'm keeping up to date.
Right, next game.
Next game is Collingwood versus Gold Coast. Well, I would have bet Gold Coast, but I didn't want to bet against Collingwood, to be honest.
I didn't bet this, but like Gold Coast are probably on all right bet here because Collingwood are just shit.
And yeah, at $2.60 is just
it's a good enough price, probably, to be honest. I think.
And Gold Coast won easily against Sydney last week, so they're on fire.
What is going on at Magpie Land?
What is going on is we put ourselves into salary cap trouble by paying Brody Grundy 50 bazillion.
No. By picking up Dane Beams, you have to start with.
No, yeah, Dane Beams, yeah.
Legitimately fucked the entire team up.
Beams and Maine.
Well, Maine went past, but Beams is still being felt now.
It's all of them. It's like they fucked the whole thing up and then they had to get rid of everyone. So we're just toast.
Well, when you pay 800K a year to a person who played one game and then went and fucking quit, I think that that's where the problem is.
Well done. I mean, that is outstanding.
I mean, literally, that's single-handedly. You take that out and then all of a sudden, almost all of the problems wouldn't be there.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, how's Treloar doing at the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, but this is the thing, like, he would more than... You get rid of Beams and you more than cover Treloar, you more than cover Stevenson, and you would have more money over as well.
I thought Treloar was a liability because his wife was playing netball in another state. That's so
fucking really, like, they fucked up. This is like, it legitimately annoys me because they fucked it up, right?
Yeah, and they just went, No. The other thing that you got to take into account as well is that everyone got hit by COVID, so the salary cap isn't where everyone expected it to be. So everyone had made plans based on the fact that the salary cap would have expanded this year, and it hasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, who's mismanaged that more than anyone else? Collingwood.
Yeah, but at the same time, they still got fucked over by that.
Yeah, but like, okay, but that's just making excuses. They fucked up.
I mean, it's not an excuse. It's a legitimate thing where they got fucked by.
Like, an excuse doesn't necessarily... I don't think an excuse necessarily means that there's no, like, deal of merit behind it. But, like, you got to deal with the situations that arise. You can't just blame everything on that.
Yeah, but it put them in...
They try to blame it on Treloar's wife playing netball in Brisbane. Like, what kind of bullshit is that, honestly?
I mean, it legitimately is. What kind of fuckwit goes and does that, though? Like, if you're having your wife having a kid and all this kind of stuff, and then she goes and takes a job somewhere else, obviously there's going to be problems.
No, well, I think I have no understanding of why that's what they've decided to do. But, like, you can't Like, clearly the reason we got rid of him was salary cap reasons. And then they're using that as an excuse, right? And then...
Well, I think both. I mean, you can say it's not... It's only because of that, but there is clearly a...
The Bulldogs, it hasn't been a problem. He's fine. Like, nah, that's bullshit. That's completely...
Has this podcast turned into the complaining about Collingwood being a shit football side?
No, because it's just fucking irritating.
I mean, how many days has it been since Essendon played in the finals?
That's over 6,000. Don't doubt that. Sorry, you mean won a final?
Either.
Oh, well, we played in the finals in 2019 or 18? I don't know. But we haven't won a final since 2004. That is correct.
So. Oh, there you go. That's a good side.
Anyway, moving on. Next game.
You guys might want to pick up Dane Beams. It might help.
We're not going to pay him. I wouldn't even have him for $100,000.
Well, obviously, anything would be overpriced.
Yes.
I mean, he's not going to play. Yeah. We wouldn't pay him $100,000. No.
Next game.
All right, Adelaide and the Giants is next.
I've taken GWS here.
As have I.
So?
As have I.
Well, there you go.
But I took GWS into Hogan to kick a goal and Toby Green to kick a goal.
So, yeah.
I just think their skills, too, I think they're just still way
I think having Hogan back is going to change them.
Yeah.
He's the savior for GWS. So.
Well, whatever they call their VFL in the reserves.
Yeah, this is just one of those games that I think GWS will just be too good.
Well, I don't see how they're underdogs.
No.
Well, I mean,
the Giants are underdogs.
Adelaide, if you want to talk about fuck ups, I mean, Adelaide last week fucked everything up. But
yeah.
I mean, did you see what happened with them?
Oh, what, like the Tom Lynch scenario?
Yeah.
Where you've got a sub who's, like, injured.
Yeah, but that they had the game on the line and then fucked it up through that. If they just put someone who could actually play as the sub, they would have won that game.
Yeah, I didn't see the game, but I know that they had a sub
who's Adelaide was, like, 31 points in front. And then that's about when Tom Lynch came on. And then he played for, like, 2 minutes and then had to stop. And they played the last quarter basically with barely anyone on the bench.
Did Lynch come on and go off?
He came on and played for 5 minutes. What happened was, and
he wasn't prepared.
He wasn't
actually prepared.
So basically, a guy gets injured in, I think, in the second quarter. And then the guy gets injured, he's clearly going to be out. Yeah. And they go and show Tom Lynch, and he's sitting there in a tracksuit, not dressed to play or anything, which would normally be at the point where they'd already be warming up the sub.
Yeah. So
then he has to go and get injections and then start warming up, and he played for five minutes.
There was
played for 5 minutes. Does that mean he got on at the end of the last quarter, or he came on for 5 minutes?
He came on in like the third quarter or the fourth quarter.
After halftime.
Yeah. But the injury happened in the first half or around halftime. So, and then he could only play for 5 minutes. So essentially it was a complete waste.
So he came off after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He wasn't mentally prepared to play AFL football.
Well, he wasn't mentally or physically prepared either.
Yeah.
Wasn't prepared. Wrong with his foot. He had to get injections to play every week or something, they said.
Yeah. He was injured and shouldn't have been as the sub.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
They screwed it. They made a mess of that. So. Right, that's next game.
Very, very dumb.
Very understatement.
St. Kilda Hawthorn is next.
But yeah, they only lost by like under a goal. So
two points, I think. So Hawthorn beat them by 2 points.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But they were 30 points up going into the last quarter and then just fell in the hole. And then, yeah, obviously they got run over the top of them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, Adelaide, it's not like they're all of a sudden this amazing team or anything. They're still not that good. They're still developing, and they're favourites against the Giants. So they're not just a terrible team. So I don't really understand that market at all.
Yeah, I feel like GWS are more likely to turn up and just not play, whereas Adelaide are at least going to compete. As long as they don't fuck up their sub, they'll at least be competing.
Yeah, right. But, like, I mean, how big a favourites can Adelaide possibly be?
I mean, they're barely favourites. They're 1.5 points.
Yeah, which is honestly even more. I don't know. I think the Giants should be favourites, but we'll see how that goes. St Kilda Hawthorn.
Wow. I mean, St Kilda are just...
Yeah, as we were discussing before the pod, if you kick the ball to Max King 20 times in the last quarter and he doesn't take one mark or kick one goal, how can you expect to do anything?
Yeah,
he needs to actually take a mark just to have a shot on goal so that he can hit the post.
Do you want me to go down there to training tomorrow before I go to work and tell him how to kick goal and take a mark?
No, tell him how to take a mark, because if they're going to keep kicking it to him as their only point of entry inside 50, he needs to occasionally, like once in 20, take a mark.
Yeah.
So just run in there and tell him that and then tell him, yeah.
It would be a good
And then
idea.
Just tell him to go fuck himself for ruining multis.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
So don't teach him how to kick goals or take marks, please, because I need him to continue to fail for my bet to win. So no education, please. Yeah, look, I don't think St Kilda should be such big favourites when they're in such bad form. That's the only reason I'm taking
They're not. St Kilda are just...
They're not playing well at all, so how are they starting so short? I don't get it.
Yeah, they're playing awful at the moment, so...
Yeah, it doesn't make
any
sense.
Good, so. Right, next game.
Brisbane versus Port Adelaide.
Yes, that one. I've taken Port Adelaide.
Charlie Dixon to kick a goal and George Yardies to kick a goal.
I left this one alone because we've got two pretty good teams. And I think this is a game of football you can just sit back and watch and enjoy. So I don't think there'll be much in this one.
That's
by the
why
end
you
of it,
bet
so.
On it to make it more interesting.
The only reason I went to Brisbane is because it's in Brisbane and they're underdogs. That's it.
Well, I've taken Port Adelaide because they're a genuinely good side. So.
Yeah, they are.
They are. That's true. So I just, this is a game of footy that I don't know which way it's going to go. So. No idea. So. It'll probably be less than, it'll be less than two. It'll be single digits either way, I'd say, by the end of it. So.
All right, so blowout it is.
Yep. Right, next game
is Sydney versus Geelong.
Sydney Geelong. What the hell's going to happen here? I mean, Geelong basically played a training side last week, and Sydney got torched from the Gold Coast. So who knows what's going to happen this week between those two teams? So.
Yeah, I didn't touch this one.
Yeah, I don't think Geelong are that good, but I also don't think Sydney are reliable.
Yeah, I left this one completely alone. Next game, let's move on.
The game of the round, it's North Melbourne versus Melbourne.
No, dear God, move on.
Single digits in this game, I'd say.
I think triple digits is realistically possible, to be honest. If Melbourne absolutely smash them, well, you just don't know. They might get 10 goals up and go, all right, that's enough. Let's put the queue in the rack. Done.
Then they would still cover the line of 57. So then that's why you would take them.
Anyway, moving on. Next game.
The next game is Essendon versus Carlton.
I have taken the Bombers here after our win on Anzac Day.
I mean, it's actually pretty surprising that Carlton are favourites.
Yeah, I can't work that out because I don't rate Carlton.
I guess it would have been good.
I know. So. I mean, neither is Carlton. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, but like, what? Essendon had the big win against a terrible Collingwood side.
I don't think we're fantastic. I just don't think we should be that long against Carlton. So, because I don't rate Carlton that highly. That's it.
No, but like, it's not like Essendon are good either.
I didn't say we were great, but Carlton
final sides.
Yeah, I agree. But I think at the price, I'll take Essendon. So,
yeah, I mean,
that's the only thing.
I've taken Essendon and Stringer to kick a goal and Hooker to kick a goal.
So I just think at the price.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's probably not unreasonable, but I don't know how wrong it is. Like,
I think that also that like this. It's almost a guarantee that Hooker and Stringer kick a goal.
But I know
I wouldn't say guarantee, but you know, it's like they're pretty much a lock to happen. So right. Even if they lose, that's a bonus bet.
So I don't know which Essendon shows up. So that's the thing. But I'll take it. I'll take the underdog. I'll take that. Whatever it was, $2, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Final game we have is West Coast versus Fremantle.
Well, the derby. Which West Coast shows up after last week's performance is the question. So,
well, it's in West Coast, so you would expect them to bounce back as well. Yeah, and they're obviously going to be up for this game, so that's why I've taken West Coast. West Coast, Allen to kick a goal and Darling to kick a goal.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, well, they're better than Fremantle, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know that they're going to turn up for this game, especially on the back of last week and the fact that it's a derby. And it's in Fremantle and in West Coast, so they always play significantly better in West Coast. And also, apparently, they always play absolute shit in Geelong.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. So, West Coast, you can just put a pen through that game last week. So put a line through it and move on. So.
All right, then.
All right.
That's the last
one. So, happy punting.
That's the end of that.
Are there anything else we should be getting on this weekend?
Is there anything else we should be getting on?
Has anyone got something worth punting on this weekend? Should besides
we have a degenerate punt on some degenerate?
No.
Chris, no?
No, I might do that privately later. So
I would assume Roman Reigns to beat Daniel Bryan in WWE SmackDown is going to win.
Yeah, I agree. I like it. Right, happy punting, everyone, this weekend. Go Bombers, and whoever you said in the WWE gets it done.